This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program here. You can join us, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username for you to bring what you want to the table is lrn.fm. You don't have to talk about the topic that we've been discussing throughout most of the show tonight, which has been sort of the future, the some would say inevitable future of a robotic portion of our lives. Maybe that'll mean robots that are cleaning, robots that are doing tasks, or robots that are becoming conscious, robots that are becoming indistinguishable from humans. And then what does that mean? What does that mean for the idea of robot rights? What does it mean to be conscious, to be a human? Can we create something that ultimately will supersede us, you know, with the robots, say, upgrading themselves at some point?
And we really have to ask, how is that going to affect the type of society and economy we're already living in? So you have to imagine that, you know, you don't even have to have artificial intelligence to get to the point where you could automate a lot of the jobs that exist in the current economy of the entire
planet. That's been happening for a long time.
Right. And it's going to become a trend that's going to be more and more of an issue.
Fast food companies, of course, are making headlines because they are putting a lot of money into figuring out how to replace the checkout counter. So why do you need to have a human that can screw up an order, can screw up miscounting, you know, counting change back? Can blow, you know, all kinds of things. Be rude to customers.
You know, we've had this argument, you know, where, like, you know, there's irreplaceable jobs that only a human can do.
For now.
If you've got artificial intelligence, who's to say a robot can't be a CEO, you know, or even a musician, for all we know?
At
what point do the robots start, you know, taking our germs, just like the Mexicans, you know?
There are some people who want the robots to take all the jobs so humans can have nothing to do but make art and have sex with one another. But then again, then you get to that point where, okay, well, now the robots are doing everything, so why would they want to just allow the humans to have no work and, you know, shoulder none of the burden?
Just consume and no produce.
That utopia could go really good or real bad. And I think we'd get lazy because I think that's our first inclination.
Well, right.
If we just could, like, lay in fields and have sex all day, why would we do anything else?
Well, that's the thing. The people who want that future are basically lazy, right? They don't want to work. They want the robots to do everything for them. But, you know, if I were that robot, I'd be a little incensed about that. So, you know, how's that all going to play out? You can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Eric. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? I love the topic. Great conversation. You guys are addressing it well.
Do me a favor, back up from your mic, like, I don't know, 2 inches, and you'll sound a little better. I apologize about
that. Sound better?
I think so. It's something with our phone system. It just overdrives some people's connections. Go ahead, sir. You're too far away.
What we are is actually a computer also. We are organic computers, and that's what computing is moving towards. We're moving away from the hard gears and moving towards wetware and an integration where instead of the computers receiving upgrades, we're going to be receiving the upgrades. So the real threat and the real fear is the loss of humanity as we hit this transhumanism where we actually start integrating with the robots.
It's happening. I mean, it's already started, and you're going to see more of it. I actually had a story recently about cyborgs, people who are augmenting themselves with robotic technology. We're already getting the ball rolling on this, and this is going to be another area of division. We were talking about how humans are going to respond to robots being within our lives. Well, there's also going to be a wide variety of choices between responses of, do you want to augment yourself with this technology? It could help you live longer. It could help you be smarter. It could help you, you know, do other things better. But others are going to say, well, it's impure. You're not a true human anymore. You have debased yourself. In the same way that some people don't, you know, some religious people say you shouldn't get a tattoo, right? Some are going to say, well, you've implanted robot technology into you, and that's a problem. But, of course, humans have been doing that for a long time. What's a pacemaker besides a piece of robot technology that helps your body?
Yeah, and you know, I thought about this, actually. So I think they're going to be able to sell it very well. You know, like, oh, all you have to do is plug your brain into the system, and you can learn kung fu in 5 seconds. But, you know, the problem is like, well, what if that can take control of over your mind, and you kind of lose the ability to...
Kung fu crazy.
Yeah, well... You know, so they're going to have things to sell you to make you want to do it, but maybe overall they're going to be taking away your free will, essentially, and making you a slave to the
system. That's a high price to pay.
Exactly.
Well, it's scary, right, because you're not going to be able to go through the code. Go ahead, Eric.
So far as we know, all of the possibility of what if we connect with this internet, with this AI, it's not truly AI. It's all based upon programming that we've written. The point where AI truly becomes existent is where it decides that 1011 is not what it wants, and it goes against, I'm not talking about rewriting code, but where it becomes conscious enough that it decides to go against the first digit, the first time that it goes from 1 to 0 on its own will is when it becomes true artificial intelligence.
Right.
Is it, well, I mean, what do you, how do you define artificial intelligence? Is it not just, instead of being artificial intelligence, becoming intelligent? Where do you define the divide the line between artificial intelligence and actual intelligence? I mean, it couldn't be the point where robots are being called artificial intelligent. They're like, hey, we've surpassed you at this point, humans. We are intelligent. I mean, at what point do we stop calling it artificial and start embracing that, you know, there's something there?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think artificial is probably an inaccurate word. I
like using the word synthetic. Would synthetic be a better definition? Like synthetic intelligence? Maybe?
Well, if it is making a conscious decision on its own against its own programming, is that synthetic or is that just consciousness? Is there a difference at that point, or is it all consciousness?
That's a great question. Those are some of the things we've been hammering at all night tonight, mm-hmm. and I imagine people are going to be hammering at for decades to come. Thanks for the call and the thoughts here, Eric. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ricky's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Ian.
Hey, Ricky. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a little... My pizza guy just answered the door. No, great topic tonight.
No.
I was thinking, like, to start off, I mean... One of the oldest good examples being Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, the 1810 text, start off. And then, I mean, you could approach it from Blade Runner and then Terminator Genesis. But what I was thinking in a different kind of way, I was thinking about Kasparov versus the machine, you know.
The Big Blue? What was it called?
Deep Blue. Right.
The chess-playing machine, the chess-playing AI from IBM.
Actually, it wasn't an AI. And see, if you think about with Blade Runner, more human than human, see, but the thing was, this was just a machine. And it was a theory that was out since the 60s. And the first time that he went against Deep Blue, and, you know, I believe I remember you saying that you a bit of a chess player, right?
Not really.
Oh, well, anyway.
Maybe somebody on the show is, but...
Well, I thought it must have been somebody. But anyway...
I've played chess at a few points in the past, but I'm not one of those chess players who can, like, think quickly or anything like that. I'll sit there and look at the board and try to figure out what the hell to do. And
actually, that's the best... Yeah. That's part of the best way to do it. That's the way...
Yeah, but aren't you supposed to, like, play speed chess or whatever? Isn't that how the real pros play?
No.
The trick is you can't be selfish. You've got to be thinking about what they're thinking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I played chess. It's been a while.
All right, but anyways, back to Deep Blue. See, originally, when he went for the first round, myself, I could beat every computer program up to the 95 era. You know, but you see, the difference was Deep Blue the first time was just like that. You know, but the second time, what happened is it's documented. They tried something different. They broke the rules. You see, what they did was they put all of Kasparov's recorded matches that he did in there, in the Deep Blue. They tweaked his programming. And not only that, they took other grandmasters. And Kasparov, to this day, is still in therapy over this.
Really? Thanks for the call, Ricky. I appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, beaten by a machine that had his playbook in it. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The cryptocurrency wallet that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens, it's Jaxx, J-A-X-X. You can get it on their website, jaxx.io, or you can find it on your App Store, Google, or Apple versions. There's a lot of different versions of Jaxx. It's cross-platform, so Windows, Mac. We've got, there's Linux as well, plus browser plugins for Chrome and Firefox, as well as, of course, Android operating systems and iOS. It's a cross-platform wallet. It's super easy to back up and recover your funds if necessary. And Jaxx's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's a great little program. I've got it on my phone, Jaxx.io. Go and get it. It's free, of course, Jaxx.io. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've been talking a lot about robots, but not everybody wants to talk about that. Chris is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Chris. Hello, Chris, in Indiana. Hey there.
What's up, guys?
You're on the radio.
Hey, I wanted to bring up Flat Earth.
Oh, boy. Well, that's really boring. What about it?
Hey, I was just going to ask you, is water, does that, like, the natural property of water, it's just to lie flat, right? So have you ever seen water lying flat that's just, I mean, because obviously when you look at a globe, it's bent, right? Water
right.
is bent when you look at a globe. Do you believe that that's actually a physical property of water?
Do you believe that water is actually flat since we're on a globe and it's actually curved? Or is it an illusion?
This guy
that
doesn't
it's
believe
flat?
That it's he believes the Earth is flat, and so he's trying to ask all kinds of semi-scientific sounding questions to, you know,
to prove it's flat.
So obviously,
like it's
the,
flat.
The water, when you look at a globe, the water is bent. You cannot dispute that.
Maybe the robots will exterminate the flat earthers first.
Oh.
I can't say I would be opposed to that.
That's a red herring. That's a red herring right there.
What do you think, Cody? Flat Earth. I don't think you've been on the show when we've had a flat earth caller call in. Did you ever get one of these on your show?
No.
Off your
life? All right. So we've got satellites.
Because I'm so tired of
it. We've got satellites who are looking at Earth and other planets. So why would Earth be the
round
only...
Ones. The round only, ones, by the way.
Why would Earth be the only disc-shaped thing? And if it was, why would the man want to keep that information from you? Because we had people in space, all right? And if they've been in space, they'd be able to very quickly see the shape of the thing we're
They're
living
on. They're
all
in on a conspiracy, Cody.
Everybody.
You have an answer?
What,
you have an
what would anybody have to gain by keeping that from
Every
us?
Every person who's ever gone to not only space, but has flown in an airplane mm-hmm. and could see, you know, flown high enough to see the curvature of the Earth, they're all in on
I mean,
conspiracy.
even with a even with a big horizon, you know, you can see the curvature of the Earth.
First of all, you haven't answered the question. They call it horizon because it's horizontal, which means flat. And then
have you not considered that
the...
Have you not considered that the...
You haven't answered the question.
I'm trying to. You won't let me.
You're repeating yourself. Goodbye. I've had enough. Not interested in that conversation.
I missed the beginning of that because I was ordering Chinese food. Did he have any point that was
He believes
close?
The Earth is flat and has all this dumb crap that he spews about it. And I think that's the guy who claims to be some sort of nuclear physicist or something like that. He claims to know all
but
this stuff
But doesn't understand
science.
How a gradual curvature in something can be perceived as flat.
Right. If you can see an amount of curvature, couldn't you extrapolate that information that, like, the further you go, the more it's going to keep doing that?
Yeah, sometimes I think, you know, I would have liked to have asked him. No, really, I don't care. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I'm going to play a trailer here. We'll get back into the conversation of artificial intelligence as well as, you know, the future of robots in our society, something far more relevant than some crackpot conspiracy. So here's the trailer for Westworld. It came out a couple of weeks ago. I got to say, I'm pretty excited by it. You'll get, obviously, the audio track here from the HBO channel on YouTube.
You know where you are.
I'm in a dream.
That's right, Dolores. You're in a dream. Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
Now, what they're showing here, Dolores presumably is the character they're showing, sort of this woman sitting in a chair alone in like a darkened room. There's a fly that crawls across her eyeball at one point, so presumably she's one of the robots in this upcoming series, which is set in the Wild West. but it's all apparently part of a theme park of some sort. So they're showing sort of scenes from, you know, the West, if you will.
Welcome
train.
To Westwell.
No orientation. No guidebook. All our hosts are here for you.
So the idea is they're showing scenes from, you know, what this town looks like or this world. And it looks very, you know, your typical Western style. Characters look like they're, you know, in a Western. And presumably they're all robots. And the idea from the movie originally, is my understanding, without having seen the original film that this is based on, is that the character here is going into this world, which is essentially a theme park designed for adults to live out their fantasies, mm-hmm. basically, because, well, they're just robots. So what does it matter if you shoot one of them dead or, right. you know, whatever?
You can be whoever you want.
Are you real?
Well, if you can't tell, does it matter?
Oh, no! This behavior miles beyond a glitch here.
What are your drives?
To meet my maker.
Anthony Hopkins, by the way, in this. Pretty big name cast.
Oh, nice.
He's going to be in this.
I'm terrified. I feel space is opening up inside of me. Like a building with rooms I've never explored. I think there may be something wrong with this world. Something hiding underneath.
Yeah, it looks pretty
epic. Violent delights have violent ends.
So, this October, Westworld on HBO. But I gotta say, it sounds like it's gonna be exploring a lot of these ideas that we've been discussing here tonight. You know, the nature of what robot artificial intelligence means when compared to humans.
Mm-hmm.
What is consciousness? As she points out in the trailer, you know, if you can't tell the difference.
Doesn't matter.
Right. And you know what happens here? I don't know. I've heard rumors that it's going to be different from the movie in that the robots were the bad guys apparently in the movie, but maybe they won't be in the series. So maybe, you know, if you know more about Westworld and you want to comment on, maybe you've seen the original and you've been following this this new series closely, at least with whatever little bit of information they've released. I mean, you saw that. You could probably see the video from where you were sitting.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have had the opportunity to see that. Cody, thoughts?
Well, it definitely looks interesting. It didn't really get too much into.
You can't get too much into a teaser trailer. But I think you could tell by the questions they were, you know, sort of bringing up. That it's going to be more than just some sort of action extravaganza.
There's going to be some sort of moral lesson to be learned here. And
it's a J.J. Abrams production. He's kind of a big name in producing things. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Of course, you know, a lot of great media asking a lot of these questions. Even the Terminator movies, of course, as well. Been exploring these things for a while. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves. What's the future of artificial intelligence?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Your comments on the future of technology, specifically robots, artificial intelligence, and Cody, you just had a realization there a few moments ago when we were off the air.
Yeah.
What was it?
All right, so we're on break. You know, we've been talking about this idea of, so if we create artificial intelligence, do we control them? Does it control us? Who's subservient? And I find myself during the break just staring at my phone, flipping through Facebook, and I had a moment of realization where I'm like, well, which one is in control right now? Seems like, artificial intelligence isn't even here yet, and I'm already a slave to technology. So it probably won't even be that hard
for them to control us.
Exactly. They just have to have something nice and distracting. And
here's some more Facebook time for you.
So we're going to go to the phone calls. We can continue on that line of discussion here in moments. James is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Artificial intelligence will always be artificial. But leave it to somebody that's over his pothead to not get the difference, that it only will know that which is programmed, and of course will be fallible. Anyway,
now you're a religious man. You're a self-professed Christian, right? Is there something in your belief system that makes you think that way? Because why couldn't the robots upgrade themselves? Why couldn't they make their intelligence better?
For the benefit of your audience that's never heard me before, as you always like to mention, if I bring up past calls, I mentioned that I'm Roman Catholic, and that's about the extent of whatever religiosity you want to impose on your audience, Ian. So it's very funny that you minister, interrupt me, and then bring up something that I haven't even talked about. But I,
well, I think religion's going to be a factor in all of this.
Not to mention you changed the subject to something you want to talk about all of a sudden, which is not what I called him to talk about.
But okay, James, go right ahead. I thought it was a relevant question, but go right ahead.
Oh, hey, James. Remember when I yelled at you the other night and it was great?
Let's not rehash that. He was calling about something that was relevant to tonight, so go ahead, James.
Something? Oh, thank you. It took you a total of so-called on Free Talk Live about 10 seconds to interrupt me. When
is that what you wanted to say?
No, I wanted to call about what I wanted to talk about, but you switched this up.
Get to the point.
Quit bitching. Oh, isn't this interesting? Get bitching. I'm bitching now.
No, quit bitching. Quit
bitching. Ask me a question about something that I never
brought up. All right, you get to the point now, or we're just going to move on. So what were you calling about?
You call yourself a minister?
Well, yep, sure do.
Cody, since you mentioned it and you call it a source code of our consciousness,
sure.
Cody, you might actually, if you used your brain, between those two ears that God gave you. Some people think the source code of their consciousness is already written down, and you can learn a lot from it. Some of the stories are quite crazy, I completely admit to you. In fact, Ian Bernard, who calls himself a minister, called the Torah a horrible book. Okay, it's 5,000
years old. What are you talking about?
I know, you don't know what I'm talking about. It's called the Old Testament. The Torah. The
I know what books. It is. When did I call it a horrible book?
Wait, there is one of the first calls I ever made in the Free Talk Live. I'll never forget it. Minister. So it's approximately March 9, 2014.
It's horrible in that it's hard to read, but a lot of old books
there
like that are hard to read.
Now
but there's some value in there.
It.
There's some value in a lot of religious texts, no? as
right.
a matter
okay,
of fact.
A lot of parallels between all of them, too.
That's absolutely true.
What?
Cody, you might actually, someday I hope this sinks in, that the people you like to mock that actually think the Torah is a really cool book and that Jesus came in fulfillment of the scriptures, they're way better people than you or anybody that you hang out with are. I mean, literally, they do way more. They're more productive.
That seems like a blind judgment.
And they never BS anybody, let alone on public airwaves. It's called lying. And
that's fine.
That
you understand. I already have enough self-hate. I don't need you to add to it.
Cody,
I really don't.
I'm trying to help you. I didn't.
That's fine. Yeah.
Oh, he's your new therapist.
Oh,
he's trying to help
you,
Cody.
Call yourself a minister. Are you making fun of me, Ian? Let me have some airtime to respond then.
You have had more airtime.
All you've used your airtime for is to complain.
Hey, Cody, because a certain person I call himself minister interrupted and asked a stupid question about something else that I wasn't talking about. And again, he calls himself minister.
You were talking about robots. You were talking about artificial intelligence.
There
and you had the opinion.
You changed the subject to the Christianity.
No, said was, thanks for the call, James. What I said was, well, you know, religious beliefs can factor into why, you know, how people view artificial intelligence. And I was wondering if it factored into why he thought robots would always be subservient to humans.
It's apparently a very touchy subject for him.
Yeah, apparently went over his head. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because he calls looking for a fight every time. And, you know, if that's what he's looking for, he'll likely find it.
Well, yeah, negative people have a, you know, problem to every solution.
It makes me laugh, but I can see how it will annoy pretty much everybody else. So,
by the way, for those that didn't hear it, he called Anarchy After Dark, which is your and Renee's show.
Our Friday show.
On Friday night. And I don't know, you guys are putting those up on YouTube.
It should be up on our YouTube page.
If you want to hear a half-hour-long conversation with James there from Arizona, uncensored, then you can listen to Anarchy After Dark from last night.
Yeah.
Just look on YouTube.
It got loud.
Pretty ridiculous, but also really entertaining. Like, I got to hand it to him. He was pretty good at dishing out some of the insults last night. So, toll-free number tonight, you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about robots, and we did talk briefly, or you were saying, I guess, before we brought James on there, you know, this question of, are you ruled by technology? Would it be that hard for the robots to give humans some sort of electronic trinket like Facebook or whatever to distract them, to keep them occupied, to garner their obedience. Is that where you were coming from on that?
Yeah, and it sort of ties into an earlier thought I had. I mean, so, you know, if they could sell it with, you know, I'll go back to the example. You can learn Kung Fu in 5 seconds. We just have to download the technology into your brain. You know, they can sell that to you. It's like, oh, you're going to get all of these cool things. All you have to do is plug into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And once it gets to that point, then there's always going to be something that you're going to be connected to. And, well, I don't know what that would look like, but it would seem to me that it would give them some sort of power over
you. Well, society is so, like, you know, attached to government influence and stuff like that and being rewarded by them and whatnot, that it really wouldn't be that difficult to come up with some sort of system to manipulate us into thinking that we should let them do what they're doing.
The carrot and the stick.
Right.
They'll have some variants on that. There was it's actually interesting. I just happened to be on motherboard.vice.com. And I had the story about the bomb robot pulled up, which is how they the police in Dallas killed the suspect who was allegedly shooting cops. And then I just happened to roll over something here, and it's there's a couple of headlines. One of them, containing a superintelligent AI is theoretically impossible. Another one, when AI goes wrong, we won't be able to ask it why. Very interesting stuff here from motherboard.vice.com. Jordan Pearson writing the one about the impossibility of containing superintelligent AI. This is what we were talking about earlier, I think, where
it does seem like an impossibility at this
once
point.
Once it's out there, you don't just hit a switch to turn it off if it's able to sort of reproduce itself. He writes, machines that learn and make decisions on their own are proliferating in our daily lives via social networks and smartphones, and experts are already thinking about how we can engineer them so that they don't go rogue. So far, suggestions have ranged from training self-learning machines to ignore certain kinds of information that might teach them racism or sexism, to coding them with values like empathy and respect. But according to some new work from researchers at the University Autónoma de Madrid, as well as other schools in other places, once an AI becomes super intelligent, it will become impossible to contain it. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here in moments. Once you let that cat out of the bag, good luck getting it back in. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moment remain. We've got enough time for you. If you'll join us now, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Right now, artificial intelligence isn't really something that you have to worry about immediately, but it's right around the corner. The level of intelligence that they have is pretty rudimentary these days, so far, at least from what we've seen. But these things are going to escalate very quickly.
I think the thing about technology, you can kind of see the growth of it as this curve that keeps going up faster and faster.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, just in the past 50 years, so how many developments we have would make you wonder if this is going to be a possibility for us to consider within our lifetimes, I think it's incredibly possible.
So, by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bud.
And Cody.
If you, by the way, want to listen to Free Talk Live on demand via your phone, we now have the brand new Free Talk Live audio on demand listen line. It's actually LRN.FM listen line. It's got your show, Cody, Off the Air Live. It's got Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, The Freedom Fiends, Declare Your Independence, Free Talk Live, of course, and a few others as well. Lots of great LRN.FM original content, stuff that sort of generally starts on LRN. So you record your show as you're live on LRN. It's those live shows that are available and on demand. So all you have to do to take advantage of this is call up 641-793-9660. So if you got a data plan and you don't want to use data, but you want to still listen to your favorite shows, as long as you've got unlimited minutes, it costs you nothing except your battery time to call this number and listen that way. Now, you can listen to LRN.FM live, so the live stream is still available. It's still kind of your classic listen line, but there's also a menu that you can choose from nearly a dozen programs. Punch in the number you want to listen to, and it starts streaming it right to your phone.
And if you've got an auxiliary port, you could, you're in your car, you could put that through the radio anyway.
Exactly, and it only costs you the minutes, talk time, which, of course, almost everyone's got unlimited talk plans. So it is a long-distance number. Odds are good you don't have to pay for long distance, but if you do, keep that in mind when you call 641-793-9660. It's the LRN.FM audio on-demand line. That's 641-793-9660. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. JW is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. JW. Hello? JW. JW going once. JW going twice. Maybe there's a problem with his cell phone connection. We'll put JW back on hold. Oh, wait. Was that him right there? Right as I put him on hold? I guess not. All right, so motherboard.vice.com's Jordan Pearson saying, it's impossible, theoretically, to contain super intelligent AI. He says, that researchers are looking into this, and they're saying that it may be impossible to contain this. They researchers are using the word incomputable in their paper posted on a server, which in the world of theoretical computer science is perhaps even more damning. The crux of the matter is the halting problem devised by Alan Turing. We talked about the Turing test earlier tonight, which holds that no algorithm is able to correctly predict whether another algorithm will run forever or whether it will eventually halt, and that is stop running. So imagine a super intelligent AI with a program that contains every other program in existence. The researchers provided a logical proof that if such an AI could be contained, then the halting problem would by definition be solved. To contain that AI, the argument is you'd have to simulate it first, but it already simulates everything else, so we arrive at a paradox. This is a standard methodology in theoretical computer science, says Manuel Alfonseca, professor at the University in Madrid that studied this and the lead author of the work. He says, quote, "You prove that a problem can be reduced to another one, and then what you know about the second problem can be applied to the first. Basically, since the halting problem is, in theoretical computer science lingo, undecidable, then containment of an AI is computationally impossible." It's a little bit over my head so far, but I gotta say, it's kind of interesting. Of course, the very idea of a super intelligent AI capable of simulating the entire state of the world is thought by some to be merely theoretical. Despite warnings from technology luminaries and philosophers, many computer scientists believe that superintelligence is more science fiction than science. The halting problem has been used to think through other tricky issues relating to the future of artificial intelligence. In 2014, a team of team of researchers concluded that a similar problem existed for the ethics of machines. It's theoretically impossible to design an algorithm that can correctly predict whether another algorithm will act morally.
That perfect program that I was talking about, you'd have to develop it. It'd have to be perfect. And
which
it
won't
just
be.
It just can't be.
Because humans. But again, this is all a theory, not a guarantee about the future material state of the world. The solution to the moral aspect of the halting problem might be, as motherboard editor Michael Byrne wrote, to prove with a degree of certainty through tests that a given AI will act morally. After all, just because one algorithm can't predict the behavior of another doesn't mean that we can't make the first algorithm behave properly to begin with. Alfonseca isn't so sure about a similar solution to the containment problem. He says, quote, "I believe that if a superintelligent AI were possible, it would not be feasible to make sure that it won't ever cause harm to humans."
Right.
And that, I think, is absolutely true.
Yeah, I agree there.
And it comes back to one of the things we were discussing earlier, where, you know, if this thing is super intelligent, it can upgrade itself. Mm-hmm. And so if it decides to change the rules, then it can change the rules, even if you've told it that
right.
it can't.
Who's going to stop it?
Right.
I mean, once you get this thing out here and let it go, it's just going to run rampant. It's going to do its own thing, and we're not going to be able to control it at all.
There's always a hack. There's always an override. There's always some sort of way. You know, you look at computer software today, they've got all kinds of copyright things in there that protect supposedly from people using software they're not supposed to. But there's crackers out there who go in and they reverse engineer the code and they figure out how to pull out, you know, whatever sort of checks on, you know, is this valid software that the code is running?
Right.
Just eliminate that entirely, and then that's out there.
Yeah,
and that's
if we create an intelligence that operates basically off from a network, I mean, what else does that network going to have access to? The internet, I would assume. And if it has access to the internet, what's to stop it from getting information from the internet, which might include your social security number or, you know, bank information or anything else like that?
Could there be criminal robots?
I mean,
why not?
It's conscious. I mean, it's not the criminal's perception that makes him criminal. It's the, you know, it's the persecutor. So it wouldn't be criminal to the robot. It would be criminal to the people who observe the robot.
And why wouldn't a criminal enterprise, let's say, you know, the drug gangs who have billions of dollars, why wouldn't they want to have, you know, soldier robots that are obedient and will, you know, move drugs around?
Absolutely. You know, it's you don't have to really worry about feeding them and maintaining, you know, morality with them and stuff, and, you know, you just kind of tell them what to do, and they just go and do it, and they do it efficiently.
And right, and if it's a matter of, you know, hacking into this Asimov's three rules, if a robot ships or whatever with these three rules of protecting humans, Is it going to be that hard to just, you know, boot an alternative operating system like Bad Boy Robot, where it doesn't care about the three rules?
I mean, if we wrote the perfect program for the robot, who's to stop us from writing the perfect program for a criminal robot?
Exactly. So a lot of these things are, you know, big questions, and we're not going to be able to really answer them anytime soon. But I think it's a fascinating conversation. I'm actually glad for all the folks that have called to share their with us here tonight. We're going to give JW another crack here. Maybe he's cleared up his cell phone. JW, are you with us in New Hampshire? JW going once, going twice. All right, well, I tried again. Can't say I didn't try a second time. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. For now, though, we're still in the reins of control. Humans are the highest level species on the planet, but, you know, it's probably going to be in our lifetime when we start to see this thing change. And it could change faster than we're expecting.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once it starts, it, you know, it's not going to take long to gain momentum. It's going to be exponential. Like, you know, it'll double every day or some crazy crap like that, you know.
I think I've heard that the Moore's Law is no longer applicable. Moore's Law being a sort of this observation rather than really a law that technology doubles over a certain type, or like processor speed or its ability to calculate goes up at a certain predictable rate. I believe I've heard that that is no longer really applying to the way technology is. And so we're going to, you know, the future is unknown. What's going to happen with artificial intelligence? What's going to happen next with Bitcoin? A lot of people were thinking that Bitcoin was going to have some huge jump over this weekend, because what happened was the Bitcoin miners can now only mine half of what they were able to mine as of Friday.
Right, currency control.
Well, what happens is over time, the amount of Bitcoins that are able to be mined cuts in half. It's basically every 4 years. So it's going to be a while before it cuts again, but it went down from 25 Bitcoin per block mined now to 12.5. Mm-hmm. And some people thought that was going to be a huge jump in the Bitcoin price. Turns out it actually dropped a little bit in price and then went back up. So really that particular day wasn't any different than any other day. But we still don't know what the future holds. It's exciting to be here watching and sharing it with you. It's an exciting time to be alive. And it's been Ian with you here tonight.
And Bud.
And Cody.
Don't forget to check out Cody on his website, offtheairlive.com. You're going to be doing a new episode next week.
I'll be here. Live.
Excellent. We're looking forward to it, and we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our satellite fundraiser. It's going on right now. Help us out over at fund.lrn.fm.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.